Hello and welcome to a bonus edition of the Doctor Family Podcast. This is a short podcast all about masks and COVID-19. There's been an awful lot of conflicting information out there, with mixed messages coming from both the government, the medical establishment, and the usual loud voices on the internet and social media. Today, as promised, we aim to cut through the fake news and give you the information you need to make a sensible decision to keep you and your family safe. I'm going to cover three pros, three cons, and some practical advice about masks. Pro 1. Masks probably do work to reduce your transmission of the virus to others around you. It's a droplet spread disease, and the masks that you wear will almost certainly capture a large majority of the droplets that would be admitted from your nose and mouth during normal life. Pro 2. If everyone wears a mask when they're out and when they need to, then that'll probably keep you safe too. Pro 3. If we all do this right and manage to avoid a surge in numbers of cases while the lockdown is eased, then we can hopefully enjoy remaining out of lockdown. And I have to say that I'm pretty fed up with lockdown now, so anything that I can do to ensure that it doesn't come back into force will be something I'll be looking at. If you've spent any time at all on the internet, you'll have seen an awful lot of noise out there describing the cons of masks. Well, I'm going to go through the three which I think are there and genuine, and we can then talk about how we can mitigate those and things you can do to help. Con 1, they can be claustrophobic. Con 2, it is thought that people may start to act as if they're invincible while wearing a mask. A mask will not make you invincible to the virus. And con 3, probably the most important one in my view, is they definitely act as a barrier to communication. So, con 1, claustrophobia. I have to admit they do take some getting used to. I've worn one very regularly for a number of years when I've been helping out in operating theatres. It definitely takes a little bit of time to get used to when you first wear one, but I can categorically state that I have never passed out through lack of oxygen because of wearing a theatre mask, and some of those operations were pretty long. Mitigation for con 2, just make sure that you're wearing the mask as an additional protection. Still try to maintain a sensible distance and ensure that you're using hand washing at all times. Whatever you do, try not to touch your face too often while you're out, and when you are wearing the mask, wear it over both your mouth and your nose and stop adjusting it if you can. Con 3. Now this is where I really do think there are some issues. The problems with communication. As a GP, I really rely on good communication with my patients, and I have to say that consulting with a mask on while the patient also has a mask on can be a big barrier, and I can often miss some of the non-verbal cues that are offered to me by my patients. However, I think I'm still lucky compared to people who are lip readers who, when surrounded all of a sudden by people wearing masks, lose this link to the rest of the world and the communication becomes very difficult. All I can say is there are masks with windows that people are starting to make where a clear plastic insert is put into the middle of the mask that people can then see the mouth and lips, although I don't know how effective they are for lip readers to be able to read through. And then there's the other ways you can help communication with people who are hard of hearing. I, for one, have been using my dictation software, either on my computer or on my smartphone, to allow me to dictate in real time for the person I'm speaking to be able to hear what I'm trying to say. So, here are some practical things about masks that I want everyone to be aware of. Firstly, what sort of mask do you need? Well, from my standpoint, if you're trying to protect yourself, but more importantly protect everyone around you, then you need to have a mask that doesn't vent. Those ones that have little valves on them to allow your escaping breath to get out straight away through the valve are probably the most antisocial masks there are, as they send a jet of droplets potentially from your respiratory tract out into the open to the people all around you. Please avoid those, and certainly please don't come to my surgery while you're wearing one. 2, it doesn't have to be a specifically made medical grade mask which has been fit tested to ensure a perfect fit. Indeed, there's good thought that a mask made of several layers of different materials or tightly woven cotton is very effective at capturing most of the droplets that are produced by the respiratory tract. It's important that when you do wear a mask, you treat it like you would a hanky. It's likely that it's going to get warm and damp while you're wearing it. You should treat it as you would your hanky after it's been used to blow your nose. Don't leave it around. Don't be playing with it or touching it. Once you've finished wearing it, put it away safely until it can be put into a hot wash to kill any potential viral particles there may be on it. In summary, I think masks are a good thing and should, if used properly, help keep us away from a further lockdown. I'd just like to thank all of those people out there who are busy making personal protective equipment for both their family and friends, but also for those healthcare professionals working close to them. One other thought. When the breakout first started, the term personal protective equipment, certainly in my head, suggested masks and other garments that would keep the wearer safe from the virus. I think it would be helpful at this stage to start framing mask wearing in public as being public protecting equipment. It's far more socially minded, and if we all do it, then hopefully we'll be keeping everyone safe. Those are my thoughts on the subject. I'd be very interested to hear yours. Please do get in touch and interact with us either via email, our website, or Facebook. On our website, I'll be putting a link to a paper which describes some of the evidence behind the thinking here by Trish Greenhage, Professor of General Practice, Primary Care. And I'll also try to put a link to some of the amazing groups who are currently making personal protective equipment. Stay safe, and hopefully the next podcast will be out next week. Please do subscribe in your usual podcast app. Take care.